Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
It is a busy and productive day.
Right? I feel like there's too much happening. Almost.
Stuff happening left and right, left and right. We're keeping it moving.
Well, we've got a lot to get through today. So hello, everyone. Oh, the summer is winding down, but the music is just...
This was a brutal New Music Friday in a good way, but it was sort of like, this is why I have mixed feelings about New Music Friday, because I'm like, it's just a dump of everything and you got to power through it all. And I would just love a little space in between to like appreciate everything. But it's fine. It's exciting. Everyone freaks out at midnight. That's fun.
Yeah, we've got time. I've got walks to fill.
We do have walks. Plenty of walks. What else are we doing in 2020?
Yeah. Well, hello, everyone. My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And welcome back to another episode of...
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
As always, we would like to give a huge thank you to all of our supporters on Patreon, patreon.com/legendsonly. We have so much to get through this week, and I think we should start out on a high note. How do we feel about that?
I love high notes.
Literal high note and emotional high notes. Yes, everyone. 22 years later, right? 20?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Back in the day when we were little Bobies singing Reflection on our karaoke machines getting screamed at, Legendtina has released, finally, Reflection 2020.
She really is. Somebody tagged us in this. She's carrying the Mulan promo. Oh, I don't know why.
1,000%.
But she is tasked with promoting this movie. Yeah.
Loyal, brave promo.
Loyal, brave promo. She really is. Yes, 22 years later, the place where she started, full circle moment, giving us something more orchestral, something more grandiose, reflejo.
Yeah. So this dropped really late.
Yeah.
That was the one weird thing about this is like I feel like it came out at 3 a.m.
It did, yeah. It wasn't exactly out at midnight.
Yeah, and so I was still awake, and then I was like, oh, I loved it.
It hit the spot.
So,
yeah, I love it.
What are your thoughts?
So I thought, first of all, I've been really avoiding social media this week, both because it's good for my mental health, but also because I feel like a lot of the takes are really wrong this week on a lot of the music. And one of them that I had seen fleetingly as I looked online was that it was either unnecessary or that it sounded like the original. And I'm like... No, this is like a full-bodied Legend X 2020 remix. I mean, it's the same song, but it sounds so mature, I feel.
Yeah, I think it sounds completely different. It's
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, as a singer, I should know this.
Yes. As a vocalist.
Yes. it's deeper. Like her vocals are more mature. Yeah. Is it soprano? What does it mean when you're
contralto, alto?
One
of them. We hit one of them.
Sure. It's deeper. It's more mature. She has a little bit of rasp. And the key changes are different. The arrangement is... I know what that means. I know what a key change is. I know what arrangement means. It's all different. It's mature Tina.
Mature Tina. And I think it matches the vibe of the movie that we're being told that it's going to be a little more serious and not, you know, cartoonish, obviously. So I think this is a perfect match. And I think... You know, she looks gorgeous in the visuals from it. And
this video is fucking beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
Simple. Yeah. No matter what they say on Twitter.
No, I agree 100%.
The literal reflection in the water, and she's just draped
in this. I see what she did there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's just draped in this, like, I mean, it's inspired by, obviously, water, dress, gown.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. And it's just like breathtaking. And I may or may not have cried a few times watching and listening. Ugh.
No, it's beautiful. I really enjoyed this. And I think she's allowed to have a full circle moment at the place that she started. And, you know, the movie's coming out. I feel like it's entirely appropriate. You know, I saw like, oh, other people should have sang it. No. Like, this is like her song.
Especially for our legends, there are so many of them thriving years later. And
I mean, we don't even, you know,
we don't even get to that conversation.
That is a whole other conversation about, you know, allowing our legends to be veterans and still, you know, slay the game.
But, yeah, still be sexy, yeah. Beautiful,
loyal, brave, true.
The only thing I was thinking, and I was just thinking of this like not that long ago because I was power walking and listening to this morning. I kind of wish they changed the lyric. Now I see if I wear a mask, I can save the world.
Well, you can change it on your next Instagram story rant.
Yeah, that's true. Oh. But obviously this was recorded, I feel like, pre-COVID because I don't know. But it's just ironic. Like, the lyric kind of hit me. I was like, oh, wow. I felt that.
No, absolutely agree with you.
Who are those clowns I see staring straight back at me?
Oh. Yeah.
Anyway. We stan Legend X, stunning, always flawless. You know, I feel like this is a perfect segue. She was serving vocals, serving fashion,
serving fashion.
Emotion. And there were some people that were serving on a tennis court. I think it's time for
high fashion.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
All right, everyone. This week, it is not Rihanna.
For
but
once.
Next week, it will probably be Rihanna.
Probably.
Honestly, it could have been. I just was not what stood out to me this week. Yes, high fashion editorial, everyone.
So which was your pick for the week?
So you guys know... maybe you don't. I love tennis. I've watched, played my whole life, and it is currently U.S. Open season. Shout out to Serena Williams. And there's always some sort of performance that the U.S. Open does prior to kickoff. We all know our fave, Brittany, iconic. It's on YouTube. Look it up. She did the U.S. Open. She performed I Will Be There. Rosie O'Donnell was skipping around the tennis court. It's legendary. I can rave about it. She's wearing a tennis ball colored dress. It's iconic. But this year, Chloe and Halle did the pre-show kickoff at home on their tennis court that they don't use, I don't think.
Right. Well, it's used differently now.
Yeah, it is now used as a stage. Simple. The lights are out. It's nighttime. They put a couple lights out, emeralds, teals, blues, just simple. It's very much in the color story and aesthetic of Christina's reflection. So it's like, I just love a legend in teal is all
yes,
I need.
Yes, that's your favorite color.
Mm-hmm. And they did a trio medley of Busy Boy, Forgive Me, and Do It. Shout out to them again, just crushing it.
Unstoppable, straight from their tennis court, constantly.
Some now, my would call that an ace.
Okay.
Game, set, high fashion.
I'm done with you. I'm hanging up. Wow. The power.
Right down the line. Okay.
Okay.
Go. Next.
I also don't even play tennis or know tennis. So yeah, kick a foot goal. Anyway, Belinda is my pick of the week. Now, not everybody knows who Belinda is. She is a Mexican queen of pop. She posted this photo shoot from, I think, a magazine on her Instagram. And she is looking like a floral ballerina goddess and also like a metallic moment. She looks amazing, and that's really all I have to say about it. If you don't know Belinda, she is famously in The Cheetah Girls 2. She was in Baywatch.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
I'm going to hell.
So many hits. Egoista forever. Let's talk about it. Anyway, that's what I have to say. And she also pops up in so many pictures with other legends, and they go viral on Twitter. So
the concept for the podcast Legends Only is basically about legends only.
Exactly. And Belinda takes front and center.
You know what I really want to do?
What?
This is me going on a side tangent. I apologize to everyone. I kind of want to step up my fashion game.
Like your personal fashion?
Yeah.
I guess I have nowhere to go but up because all I wear is $5 H&M tank tops. So I
well, you wear nothing.
I don't usually wear clothes. But if I do, they're $5 fast fashion. I agree.
$5 fashion. What's that from? What's that, Bob?
Is
that the Subway commercial?
Yeah.
Bop.
Which is also the level of taste I have for fat.
No, like I mean, again, there's nowhere to go. So
are you influenced by TikTok like I am because of that one trend where you throw the shoe and then you look really fancy after the transition? Because I'm like,
the
these
one where it's
are
like,
dressing so nice.
What's the song for it? It's like,
I forget what the song that they use is.
Dun, 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 but look at me. Boom, boom. And then they like,
oh, well, that's the other one. But then this one like ends with like all the way up and then toss the shoe. And then they're like usually dressed up real fancy. And I'm like, you know what? I should invest in a shirt.
Just one shirt. Once.
But yeah, I agree. 5,000%.
I know. I literally just wear sweat shorts and these like workout tees that I got.
I mean, to be fair, we'd probably be a little more motivated if we thought anyone would ever see us this year.
Oh, absolutely. Ugh.
But.
Well.
Speaking of new and improved things, I guess it's time to transition into this torrent of new music that came out.
I know. I feel like I should have added a sound to the soundboard that is, you know, those like sounds that a truck makes when it's backing up? Where it's like beep, beep, beep. Because we're about to dump a ton of music on all of you.
True. All right. Well, why don't we go from, as you've put it here, chill to hair flip.
Oh, yeah. That was editor's note.
Edit note.
Outline note.
Producer's note. Now, we'll kick off. JoJo has had a banner year, and she has topped the cherry on top of her album, Good to Know, is this deluxe edition package, which comes with some legends, some superstars. She has a double dose. She has Tinashe on Love Reggae and Demi for Lonely Hearts. What are your thoughts?
I love JoJo, obviously. Love Tinashe, as some would call her.
Some
Demi, Poot, whatever you want to call the girls.
As others would say.
This whole album for me is such a mood and like a vibe, and it just has an energy to it, and I love it.
Definitely. A JoJo energy for sure.
Right. Like, it doesn't have that kind of catchy, you know, earworm to it, which is fine, but it has I don't know, like, this isn't, that's pornographic, I don't want to say that.
Oh,
it's very, it's like you could
Silk sheets?
Yeah, yes. Sorry, the conservative mommy was, I was choking on it a little bit. It's very sensual. Like, I was like, oh, remember that? One day.
The concept of, yeah, one day. No, I agree with you. It's definitely a bedroom banger, as some would say. It's definitely that. You know, JoJo never fails vocally. It's always there, so melodic. And it makes perfect sense, really, to tag team with Demi and Tinashe, actually. So I think these are both successful. I think I might prefer Love Reggae.
Hmm.
But I don't know. I don't want to compare the girls.
Right.
It's just the groove I was in at the moment. Like,
and it all goes together so well as an album. So,
true.
Yeah. We stan.
Yeah. We definitely stan. And obviously Demi's vocals are fire. And this is actually, it's been a minute from her. So
mm-hmm. Now, was her new era kind of postponed or like held for a second?
I think she's finishing it up and her now fiance says something about like, it's coming. D7 is amazing. He said he heard it.
She's, I want to see it. Her live again.
I have seen her like 5 times because she's always, if I wasn't seeing her, it would be like part of a show of some kind. And I very memorably saw her once standing behind 3 girls who on the back of their shirts, it said Swift, Cyrus, Lovato. Like,
did she punch her in the back of the head too? Nope. Sorry. That's a bad joke.
I can't. Well, anyway, they were screaming and literally crying. So it was then when I realized I was too old for this. But, you know, it was fun.
I just really want to hear Make a Wave live. And Skyscraper. I
just want to hear Daddy Issues live.
Ooh, yeah.
That really, when I would DJ, I would play that like 3 a.m. like as we were closing. And some of those boys left their hearts on the floor for that song. There were Daddy Issues in the room.
It's a bop.
It's so good. Anyway, this is not about Daddy Issues.
Different podcast.
Right.
Speaking of...
What other selections do you have?
So the next song I want to shout out is by Tiwa Savage featuring Sam Smith. Now, Tiwa Savage is new to me. She was on The Tonight Show. She did an at-home performance for us last week. It is on YouTube. Go check it out. It's stunning. Like another beautiful production performance.
A quarantine moment.
Yeah, just done remotely in this. It's absolutely stunning. And this new track was on my release radar and it's called Temptation. And again, I just thought it fits in the same chill vibe, beat, moments. I don't know. Like, it's just a mood.
It is. And Sam has been on this journey vocally. Sam Smith's on this. And I just like the vibe that Sam's presented. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not Sam's song, but I just feel like there's an era here that is really cohesive to me.
Yeah, agreed.
So I'm into it. So that one, check that out. Check out the performance. And now there is an album to discuss, and that is by Disclosure called Energy. Disclosure never fails for me. I mean, the Sam Smith collab all the way back to Latch to what else? Omen. I mean, Sam Smith all over the place. Magnets. All good. But Energy has a different energy. Very, very hype. It kicks off with a song with Khalees, which is already legendary, called Watch Your Step. And it just further proves that Khalees needs to just make dance music forever. And I know I'm a white gay idiot for saying that, but like every time she does, like, electronic is so good. Flesh Tone, Calvin Harris Bounce, this song, so good.
It's fantastic. I did not know that there was an album coming from them. And again, it was like on my release radar and it's like really long. It's like an hour and a half of an album.
Yeah, it's a double disc.
And it takes you on this journey. There's a lot of fast-paced songs, but then a lot of mellow songs. And the one that stood out to me the most was the title track, Energy. If you need a motivational moment in your day, listen to this song. And I can't believe these words are about to come out of my mouth, but it is such a good song to work out to. I was stomping around that fucking lake in Central Park or whatever it's called to
a
this
body
song.
Of water.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Whatever the one is that's like in the middle. It is just so empowering. It has such a good message. There's so much lyrics across this whole album that are really inspiring, and the beats are good.
Yeah. I really like the one with Kalani and Sid, the song called Birthday, which is about, you know, calling, should I call my ex on my birthday, which I've been there. And it's like a
don't have that problem this year. The one problem I don't have in 2020 is that.
Yeah, is calling your ex. Yeah, it's like a 90s R&B song. So excellent. Anyway.
Also, the one with Common.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a lyric in that, which is just tea. It's about how there's a lot of sayers, but we need more doers. And I was like,
call it out.
She's got a, well, she's not a she. Got a point. Also, the song Lavender is really good. And it's just, and the cover is really stunning. It's like this lake and it's just very organic and it's a, anyway.
It's all good.
Everything good is just so great so far.
Yeah, agreed. It's a vibe. And now we're getting into a little bit of a different vibe, something that I've been talking about for weeks because it's been teased for weeks. We are moving, actually, it's cross-cultural, cross-international quarantine moment.
All this, around the world, pretty girls.
Sweetie girls. Yes, we're talking about Blackpink featuring legendary Gomesmerizing Ice Cream. Now, first of all, this had to be done remotely. They had to shoot the video remotely, which you can not, you can tell, but like not too bad in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't really think you can tell at all.
Like only because they never interact with each other can you be like, huh, I wonder if they were ever in the same place. Like that's the only thing. But otherwise, they got the palette, the color palette right and everything. So it felt very organic. Ice Cream, chillin', chillin', Ice Cream, chillin'. I think this is a really fun vibe for Blackpink and definitely for Selena. I said it in my review, but Selena's been on a very vulnerable, heart-on-sleeve moment for the past few years. Heart wants what it wants. Leave you to love me. Lose you to love me, sorry. And this is nice to have her just have fun and not be so serious. I think this will do a mutual thing of she'll get more hype overseas. Blackpink will only continue to dominate here. Very surprisingly, almost all in English, which is a good thing for Blackpink to continue to win over new fans here, because usually once it's in a different language, people tune out here. But I just thought they dominated. I cannot get over in the video, they're all like playing with cute things. And let's see, Jenny's playing with a capybara and feeding it a carrot by mouth.
Those things are so fucking cute.
They're so cute. They look like Pokemon. Super cute video. And I think Selena looks really hot, like stunning, very like sexy ice cream truck driver into it, aroused and confused. 5 on the Kinsey scale.
What's a Kinsey scale? Is that for earthquakes?
No, that's for sexuality. It's like 5 would be mostly homosexual with some heterosexual tendencies.
Oh. So I would be like a 0.
You would be a 6, like extremely homosexual.
Okay. I feel like you're more like a 2 then. Wait, do I have it wrong?
No, yeah, it's 0 to or 1 to 6, I
so
think.
So 0 means most mask.
Right.
And then 5
well,
it's
like is into women.
Oh.
Yeah, it's purely like, or it's homosexual, heterosexual.
Okay, well, I don't have one of those thermometers, so.
Anyway, definitely leaning more towards 5 to 4 after this video. Looking super hot, and the girls are having so much fun. I just think it's really cute. I mean, the song's fun and cute. I'm happy that it's not the same as Kill This Love and How You Like That. Like, they started to kind of go down a formulaic vibe, in my opinion, of a shouty chorus and then like a horn or like a beat drop. So this is a little different for them.
I would like to pose a question to you and our listeners, because I enjoyed that. It wasn't like a standout moment for me of the week.
No.
But is it just me, or does this sound a little bit like Motivation by Normani and NASA by Ariana?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear that. I mean, it's super modern. It's super like, oh, my dog is like agreeing wholeheartedly right now.
He's like, hang up like, on
him. Oh, my God, sweetener. No, definitely. But I also think like that's kind of the point is also Ariana co-wrote this song.
Oh.
She's a co-write, which makes me think it was originally supposed to be Ariana on the song, which is not shade.
Mm.
There were definitely rumors that it was going to be Ari. So Victoria Monet, Ariana Grande are co-writers on this song.
Interesting.
Therefore, it's totally motivation. It's totally Ariana because it is Ariana. So
I know. I want to sing for you all like what I'm thinking, but I don't know if I'll get a copyright thing.
Let me be your ice cream. Yeah.
If I sing over it, will I have to go to court?
Yeah, probably. But we're going anyway. So if it's not Taylor, it's somebody else.
Oh, my God. It's playing a Selena. Oh, my God. There's literally an ad for cooking food with Selena Gomez.
Oh, yeah.
Ice cream. What a smart promo. Not sponsored by the company that's part of. I'm going to break you off and maybe your motivation. Do you hear it?
Yeah, I definitely hear it.
I'm a need space. I'm a need space. Right? Like, it's both.
Yep. Ugh. You got it. I mean, it's got Ari all over it.
This is a place for legends.
You cracked the code.
Yeah, someone remix it on TikTok.
I think I'm sure they will.
They will.
Totally. Well, I really enjoy it. I think it's young and cute and fun for them. It's the vibe. It's very fresh and new. And
something fun. Something for the summertime. Something for the girls to, you know, get ready and party to.
An ice cream that has no calories. I stan.
Right? And it's also, it's kind of suggestive. So that's kind of new for the girls. Which
How?
Is, oh, it's, what is the last lyric? It's like, show you what I can do with the cream or something like that.
Ew.
I'm sorry. I'm setting you off right now. What's the lyric? No. It's
the flavor.
I'm nice with the cream, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Well,
you are canceling this song now.
Ben and Jerry's is shaking. Okay.
And I don't know if we even talked, we might have, but Selena is like a marketing genius, or at least Team Selena is, because she's not only got Selena and Chef on HBO Max, which I hear great things about and I need to watch, but she just announced that she's now a partner of Serendipity, New York, the iconic like brand, and she launched her own remix flavor this week in honor of ice cream. Like, she literally put out ice cream.
Before we end the song, I have to apologize to Selena Gomez. I need to get something off my chest.
Oh, no. Here it comes.
You know how I feel like I'm at this point in my life where I just need to, like, forgive things from the past and, like, let go of things in the past? So I am guilty as charged. I used to not stan. And when she did the collab with Kygo, I was like, ew, get away from my fave. You can't sing. Who is this girl? I have to apologize because I was wrong. I was incorrect. And I was being a hating ass bitch. And so I have seen the light.
She just provides a different flavor, let's say.
Yeah. Well, also seeing her vulnerability and like the way that she's opened up.
Yeah.
And has such a, I mean, she's like the most followed on Instagram or whatever.
Crazy.
I just have, you know, the respect for her. She's having fun. Her album inspired Glory. We have
True.
To stan. She was very sweet to me. Sweet, like candy and sour candy and ice cream. Anyway,
sour candy and ice cream. It is a dessert summer.
Speaking of sour candy, did you see that post that Chrissy Teigen did where she said that her tongue fell off, like half of her tongue fell off or whatever?
Almost unfollowed. That was disgusting.
Okay, but I've been there too. Have you ever had that happen?
No.
Have you ever had a warhead?
Yeah, but I spit it out.
Oh, that literally does like rip your tongue off.
Well, she didn't have to post pictures of her tongue being ripped off.
Oh, come on. You've seen worse.
I have, but it was just jarring. It's fine. She shares a lot. It's fine.
I was just going to say, it's the places some of y'all put your tongues. But you don't want to be grossed out by some couple Sour Patch
tongue,
kids.
Though. I don't know.
Oh, anyway.
Anyway, ice cream's available now, and so is Cookies and Cream Remix by Selena Gomez, available at your local grocer. Serendipity flavor ice cream. Should be $5.99. Not sponsored, but please sponsor us. I will gladly eat all that ice cream.
Oh. Okay, well, anyway. From the real world to the fake world, we have another
honestly,
bop.
Still speaking of Blackpink, kind of.
Yeah.
Is
the inspo.
KDA, the legendary fake girl group that we stan.
That almost charted last year.
Yes. If you don't know, KDA is a girl group that is made out of virtual characters from a game we like to play called League of Legends. And the game is so popular that they can actually hire real legends to perform songs as their characters and release them. And sometimes they almost chart. Last year, now here's the thing about it is that it was voiced by different people.
Mm-hmm.
So last year was Jyra Burns, Mion, and Soyeon from G Idol. And then there was Madison Beer, the iconic Madison Beer of Drag Race / TikTok dragging fame. And now we have Wolf Tyla and B Miller, and same girls from G Idol. So, you know, they have a new song called The Baddest, which was released as a pre-release. I think there's going to be more songs. And for me, it's just instantly like trying to get the vibe of To Anyone / Blackpink. It's very that.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't play video games, sort of like paint the picture. So essentially in this game, there are legends, ironically. And so it's a league of legends and you play these characters. And then you have a main, which is your favorite character that you're the best at. So I have like four mains. My mains are Miss Fortune. She's like this redhead with huge tits and two guns, and Sona, she's a healer. Who's yours?
My mains are Miss Fortune and Ash. Definitely Ash and Garen.
Wig. So essentially you play these characters and then the characters get skins. So they're themed around certain things. So like, you know, Halloween, the holidays, and then they made pop stars. So that's where this originated. It's like these four characters. It's Evelyn, Akali, Ari, and who's the other one?
Kaiza. Ari, yes. Akali, and Evelyn, yeah.
So these four girls got pop star KDA skins, they're a girl group, and then they actually have a single. So that's like the backstory. And then KDA stands for Kills, Deaths, Assists, which is in the game. So like that's, you know, for the girls.
Yeah. And now that we have appropriately nerded out, The Baddest is okay for me. It's not pop stars. Last year, they released a song called Pop Stars that really nailed it. This is cute, but it's not the cutest. It's not the baddest.
Right. This one is very much a video game song. Like, it's hype. It has, like, a little bit of a, you know, it doesn't have a hook or anything, but I feel like you can also, again, I feel like, who am I becoming? This is also a really good song to work out to, like to inject a little bit of life into a moment, if that makes sense. Like,
I love your workout recommendations.
I know. And by workout, I mean, I just walk, but
well, that counts,
you know, a little pep in your step. I'm just like, you know, I want to put on my sparkles and my tits and get my blades out and win, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's that. And I need them to release these skins in the game because they're stunning, and the ads and like the promo was like all better than some of what the real girls do in real life. So
true.
All right, well, enough of that. And then next, I just wanted to quickly give a little shout out to our listeners, first of all, for recommending one of these next groups. I think they're a group, actually. I'm fake fan. I don't really know. And also coming up with a name for these recommendations, they should go electronic, which is something I always say. The song.
You should make it a theme song.
I know, right? Oh my God, they should go electronic. The song is called And We Knew It Was Our Time by Lane 8 and Massane. Don't know how to pronounce it. Don't come for me. And also the song Ocean by Sick Individuals, Justin Prime, and Lasada.
And all these songs will be on the Legends Only Weekly, which we update after our episode, so you can listen to them.
Yeah.
I have some recommendations as well. There is a Honey Dijon remix of our Stephanie Germanotta's Free Woman from Chromatica. It's really good, actually.
My Stephanie Germanotta.
Yes. So check out the Honey Dijon remix of Free Woman. She also, there was a very good interview.
I love a Honey Dijon pretzel.
Yeah, those are good too. Have that while you're listening. And very special shout out to the group known as Tattoo, Not Gonna Get Us, All the Things She Said, the Legends, the Fake Lesbians themselves. Their third and final English studio album miraculously showed up on New Music Friday on streaming called Waste Management. And it's a vibe. It is very electronic. It's moody. It's angsty. It's everything Tattoo before one of them condemned homosexuality. It's wonderful. I highly recommend it. It sold 1,000 copies in the United States when it came out a decade ago, but now it's here.
And it's their final album?
That's their final before Aww. They split. They disbanded? Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah. Sadly.
That yes, soundbite of like Wendy has on. Been all over TikTok.
Wendy's everywhere. That one line.
Aww.
He died?
Mm.
Aww.
Anyway.
So heartless. So there's that. Get into that. And then finally, I'd like to give a special shout out, and I'm probably going to butcher names, Donna Paola, Lola Indigo, and Denise Rothenthal. Yes, Denise released Santeria, which is, honestly, it puts Bang Bang to shame. It is a treat. It's yet another. Like, honestly, we are being inundated with these female collaborations that are just killing it this year, and there's so many. So go watch the video for Santeria. Listen to it. It's amazing. Donna Paola, I think she's an elite. I think that's how, like, she is the moment right now. And super popular Mexican actress, singer. And yeah, she's an elite. So everyone's, like, really into that show right now. And it's another one I need to see. We're really crossing all of these, like, country borders. Literally. Because we can't in real life because of coronavirus.
We're uniting the world through the power of legends.
That's true. Anyway, so we said that the girls have been saving us this year with music, and they have. But there's also something else that both T. Kyle and I have been doing that have been saving us this year, and it is therapy.
Yes, that is facts.
We said in our Something More Personal episode, if you're a Patreon Legends Only fan, that we had actually started doing virtual therapy. We do that through BetterHelp.
Shout out to a legend, Lindsay, at Linny Bunny. She was the one who actually recommended to me the idea of teletherapy. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I've never done that before. Ironically enough, and I shared this with, you know, online and stuff, one of the things I'm working on in therapy is I have a hard time asking for help from people and just like everything. And so she recommended BetterHelp to me. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try this out. I tried it out. I really liked it. I told Brad. You tried it.
Yep.
Positive experience. We shared it. We've been talking about this. And
we brought it up on the podcast and it got really great feedback as far as questions and also people asking, you know, what we were using and more questions about virtual therapy. So we did end up having a conversation with BetterHelp because of the response. And
yeah, we reached out to them, and BetterHelp is an online counseling and therapy service, and you can do it through your desktop, like your web desktop. They also have a mobile app, and we tried it, and we both had really positive experiences, and so they provided us with an affiliate link for you, our listeners, if it is something that you would like to try out as well at a discounted rate. You can go to our link, betterhelp.com/legendsonly, and you will get a discounted rate if you sign up through our link.
Yeah, for sure. It was really quick and easy to sign up. And yeah, it's been a positive experience. And I know that a lot of people that jumped in our Discord were talking about their experiences with therapy and things like that. So it felt appropriate to bring the conversation to the podcast and provide a link.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the other thing, too, is like while we have so much fun on here, too, The other thing that's been happening for both of us in our personal lives, I think, in the past year, as well as from our first podcast to this one, you and I have both had our personal journeys, like me with my weight and my health, and you with your sobriety. I feel like we've both been really open and honest with our listeners, our followers, about our own journeys. And so it's, I don't know, I just really like that we can now provide a service and help others out while also still having fun and talking about the girls and the bops and everything, but also just keeping it real that like we're all going through this moment in time. And if that makes sense.
Really does. It does. Everybody, honestly, in my opinion, everybody should be talking to somebody, especially right now. So, you know, in general, I just recommend it because it is not easy out here. So,
and I just love how accessible this is. And also, if you don't vibe with your counselor, it's so easy to just change.
Yeah, you can just keep cycling.
Yeah. So that's also one of the other biggest things is like, it's so hard to find someone who's a match. And so this is just so simple. It's like you can do it from your phone. If you're not comfortable talking to someone, you don't have to talk. You can just text them. You can just call them. I just do call.
Yeah. So if that's something that you're interested in, check it out. It's betterhelp.com/legendsonly. We'll get you a little discount.
We're all in this together. What's that from?
You know, I've never seen High School Musical.
Oh, is that what it's from?
Mm-hmm.
Me neither.
I know. I feel like we just lost half the listenership for that. Like, I only know Vanessa Hudgens and Ashley Tisdale through their prolific musical output. I don't know High School Musical itself.
Same. Which, side note, producer's note for me later and us later, we need to go into Ashley Tisdale's albums at some point.
We do. We definitely do.
And Sneaker Night. But anyway, the point being that we're all in this together.
And we are.
Yes. Hang in there, everyone. And
it just brings to mind the poster that was in the back of every school in the room. There was that cat hanging on to a branch and it says, hang in there.
Oh, my. I just feel like I just got teleported back in time.
Well,
like I literally just got like
that should be the cover art that we do for this episode. It should be the hang in there cat.
Do you ever have moments where you see something or you hear something and you get a memory, but like in smell form? That's okay. I love
yes.
Okay. Okay. Good. Because I was like,
I smell the classroom.
You literally, when you said that, I felt like I just opened up a pencil case and got a whiff of a pencil case.
Well, it's the season, except everyone should be schooling virtually, but that's a whole other thing. Yeah, all right.
That's a different conversation. That's something I talk about in therapy. Because I was like, I said to her, I was like, I have to stop yelling at people on Instagram. And she's like, yeah, you can't, you know, okay, we got to get off of that.
Leave it
but
to
that. That is one of the things that I am working on in therapy is recognizing that I can't fix the world.
There you go.
And that it's okay to ask for help, amongst other things. But anyway, shall we get into the main event?
Yes, some huge releases. We have two major albums. Although, let me just say off the top, Queen Toni Braxton just released an album called Spell My Name. Get into it. Dance. Do it. The title track. All great. All fire. We didn't do a deep dive into that, but get into Miss Toni, legend, nearly 30 years in the industry. Okay. Now we can get into this. So, Miss Dua Peep has released the long-awaited, accidentally leaked early from Madonna, the cover art, Future Nostalgia remix album called Club Future Nostalgia. The reason I avoided social media for so long on that day is that part of it either leaked or it just came out early in Australia or whatever. And people were like taking 10-second snippets of it and being like, look how awful this is. Look at how awful the blessed Madonna is. Like, they were so angry at the album. And I was just like,
find the note. Find the note.
It's bonus content. It is a remix album. Therefore, it sounds different than the original album. It's meant to be a fun time. Like, I don't see why it was picked apart like this was a new record. It was just, it's bonus content. It's like fun little side thing. But anyway, that's my little pet peeve out of the way. I personally really love this record for what it is, which is, in my opinion, meant to emulate a night out. You get in the taxi, you turn on the radio, and you hear different radio shout outs from Dua, from the collaborators. And it's just really high energy, sometimes grating, sometimes fun, sometimes ass shaking, like just different vibes, different sounds as it navigates through future nostalgia and Kiss and Make Up with Blackpink. And there's two new songs, Love is Religion and That Kind of Woman. I cannot wait for that to come out. I'm assuming that'll make it on the B-sides album. But anyway, I really appreciate this record. I think it's smartly curated. I think there are so many different legends floating in and out. It has so many samples. There's Gwen Stefani, Hollaback Girl, then Stevie Nicks, Stand Back. And it just, to me, emulates a night at the club or getting to the club and turning on the radio. It's really fun and playful. I think it's a start to finish continuous mix, but there's my piece on it.
Okay.
T. Kyle dies on this episode. It really shook you.
Sorry. No, I was holding my breath and then I went to breathe and it was like
holding your breath? Are you Nicole Scherzinger?
Yeah.
Don't hold your breath.
Okay. So I agree with you that it reminds me of going out to a gay bar and it's just a DJ mix. It's fun. It's all over the place. Like there's different sounds that pop in and out. I have to shout out the use of the percolator now.
Oh, yeah.
Here, the jersey's going to jump out again. When I heard the sound of the percolator, I fucking tit flew off. I love the percolator. They used to play that all the time in Jersey. I'm sure they still do. Love the physical remix with Gwen Stefani. It is fantastic. I love that she's having another legendary moment. Mm-hmm. Because to me, Gwen was that girl when she put out like Love Angel Music Baby and The Sweet mm-hmm. Escape. Like she, to me, reminds me a lot of Dua in the sense of just like fun, cool. Is that right? Like
yeah, they kind totally.
Of have a similar vibe. And so to hear them together, I was like, okay, this is a perfect fit. Although I will say, I feel like she's getting dragged because of the photos of the partying.
Right. There is that, which, you know, actually somebody messaged us on the Patreon as well to ask
us. Fuck the fool, girl. I'm here. Fuck the fool.
You know, we have called out legends all over the place on this podcast before, and Dua was no exception. It was her birthday, and she had a party.
Yeah. I think for me, I mean, obviously, I'll get over it, and I'll, you know, this album's fucking iconic. Like, it's one of the best of the year, but it left a little weird taste in my ear, just being like, oh, you know, well, we would be listening to this at the club, but we can't right now because you keep doing this. So
right.
It was like almost just like an irritant kind of like, I was like, I can't fully enjoy it. I'm like, okay, this is iconic, but like, I can't fully go off to it yet, but I will one day, you know, like just,
I hear you.
Just don't party indoors.
Yeah.
Have your little club future nostalgia by yourself and shake your tits like I'm doing right now. Anyway.
I know.
But.
No, I know. It's.
I don't think it deserves the full dragging that it's been getting, but, you know, that's where I think it's coming from, that in my opinion. I think, because I saw the comments section, and the comments section are all just like, oh, wow, club COVID nostalgia.
Oh, I didn't see those. Yeah.
Yeah, people are going in on Instagram, so I feel like that's kind of probably what's driving it, but, you know, again, back to going to therapy, I can't hold this weight, but yeah, shout out to the Gwen remix though, because fucking so good. She sounds so good on it. They sound great together. But speaking of Gwen,
yeah.
Her man, so Blake Shelton tweeted about this and he said, quote, "This is such an incredible record. Dua Lipa is so talented, and this is next level. At Gwen Stefani voice is literally," which he didn't even like properly say, Gwen Stefani's, "at Gwen Stefani voice is literally so iconic. It stops me in my tracks. I am a fan." Dua Lipa. Kelly Clarkson called him out. She's an icon. She's a legend. And she's got a point. So now I feel like she's officially Dua Dua Lipa Peep.
It's really crazy to, like, it's three letters. It's
right?
Like, why did the entire world find this so fucking difficult? Dua. And you've got Dua, and now we have Dia. And one day it will be Dua, or maybe not.
It's literally like, such an easy name.
Well, maybe he just, you know, hit the wrong button on his keyboard while he was fishing. I don't know what Republicans do, but I'm assuming.
I think we should have that conversation.
I think we should have that conversation in November. But yeah.
Know what she should do?
What?
She needs sweaters and merch that say all of the incorrect names that people have tweeted about her.
Should, yeah, definitely a Dua Peep hoodie. I would definitely grab that.
Oh, I would rock a Dua Peep sweatshirt.
Absolutely.
Speaking of stepping up our fashion game, that's how we can start.
We'll rock the Dua Peep hoodie when she stops having house parties. Let's give her that ultimatum.
Yeah, I think we should have that conversation.
We should. Yeah, she can't just be the exception. It's not a good look. You shouldn't put that online that you're in a group of people. It's just not great.
No. Unless you're doing it responsibly outdoors, 6 feet away from each other.
If it was a tested situation and you're, you know, making a music video or whatever. Yeah, it was a house party. It's fine. It's not fine. It's just, it happened and God.
Future club COVID nostalgia.
Exactly.
2021, opening its doors.
Opening its doors for everyone. Well, we have no choice but to nod our head and smile.
From one clown to another. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yes, everyone, it's time to enter the circus. Sadly, not Britney's, but Miss Catherine Hudson. Katy Perry has not only finally birthed her album, but her Bobby after 85 years and 30 months. Daisy Dove Bloom is now welcome to the world.
Yes, we have a new Bobby.
As soon as I heard the name, I was like, of course it is. Daisy.
I think it's cute.
Oh, it's totally cute. It's just like, you know, when she heard the name Bloom, she was like, oh, that'll be a flower for sure. Like, I'm naming her a flower.
Oh, makes sense. Wait, I didn't even think about that.
Oh, yeah, she's Daisy Bloom.
Wow. That's a concept.
And she reads daisies. Yeah, she was like, let me do promo with my baby.
Wow. You know, sometimes the universe works in mysterious ways, doesn't it?
It really does. And I contend that she did push it back to be closer to the baby birth. I feel like she tried to time it. I do.
I agree. Yeah.
Which is not, I'm not saying that's bad at all. I'm just like, I'm pretty sure. I don't know that there's anything on the outside that we're aware of like why she had to delay it. So I feel like she knew when her due date was and she was like, that week.
How cute. Could you imagine being like the Bobby of a legend and you get older and you're like, wow, I was born on the same day as her album.
Yeah. I mean, we can ask Lourdes how she feels, but.
Or when was she born?
Or maybe Jaden can get on live stream on Instagram again and tell us how he feels about my baby.
Oh, no. Uh-huh. All the Bobies that share a birthday with pretty girls.
Yes, well, Smile is here. Now, I did a long review about it, but to sum it up, I think this, well, first of all, she's very heavy-handed with the imagery. We've talked about this already. Sad clown. The story of this album is essentially she went from being untouchable, teenage dream, record-breaking number one stream of singles to witness having this sort of like backlash moment of lukewarm reception and kind of Stan Twitter having their way with her. She goes into a clinical depression, breaks up and makes up with Orlando Bloom, gets pregnant, pandemic, all that together, American Idol job, and here's the album. The story of the album is resilience. She got back her smile. It's very self-empowerment heavy. Lots of cliches about rising above. And I will say, again, the social media, it was very loud, dragging her. There were very critical reviews. The Pitchfork one was merciless, which was over the top, in my opinion. I don't think this album is bad. I just think it is perhaps safe or not very adventurous. It sounds very modern, like run-of-the-mill kind of pop. No boundaries pushed. Nothing that I haven't heard. You know, it's like very, sounds like it's in 2020. I think people, especially because of the interview she was doing, she's saying, you know, my last album kind of flopped. And so I feel free now that I don't have to rely on being a number one hits girl to expand my artistic boundaries and to put out an album like Smile, which sounds more like half shoe commercial jingles, is like, I don't know if that was really a challenge to your artistic spirit. I don't know. What did you think?
Okay. So I have to say, I really like it a lot. Like, a lot.
Good.
I was pleasantly surprised. And okay, so I feel like I said this last week or the week before, because Smile came out and I was like, this is not really my vibe right now. Like, I was just in a mood and I was like, you know, I'm not really smiling or whatever. But, and I was predicting, I was like, well, maybe if, as a whole, it will be better. And so I listened to it from start to finish in order. And I don't know if she did this intentionally or not, but there is definitely a story arc from the second you press play through every single track. Like, right? Is it just me? It definitely takes,
it feels like
there's a journey
from the dance floor to resilience to celebration.
Right?
Yeah.
The tracks that stand out to me are Cry About It Later, which goes into Teary Eyes, and then also the song Tucked. It's nothing that, like you said, where it's like, this is going to be the number one song for the rest of the year or whatever, but I just enjoyed the story that I got listening to this album, knowing and seeing all of the stuff that she went through and all of the memes. And I mean, we've seen her getting like, I mean, I feel like she was pregnant for 100 years, and I feel like she was the butt of the joke for 100 years, and there was no light at the end of the tunnel for her. And I was like, well, when's this going to stop? Like, when is she going to, like, it's getting so tired. I was like sick of seeing it. I just was like, this is just so just unnecessary, the way that she's being treated and portrayed. I was like, why does she deserve, like, I don't understand why she's getting this flack. And so to see her sort of take the reins back and just be like, okay, I'm going to just put this song, this collection of music out, I just really liked it. And it's vulnerable, and it's the production is good. I like some of the tracks a lot. I don't connect with the hate of it, and I don't connect with the hate on her.
I don't think it's a bad album. I think it is perhaps, this is a personal bias and it's something I say 5 million times people are sick of, but I think maybe other people might agree that, in my opinion, there's an album in Katie that we haven't heard yet that I'm much more interested in hearing, which is the being in the thick of the depression and being in the thick of the feelings. I think there's an Alanis album in her. I think there's something much more raw and ragey almost, or just, I mean, it doesn't have to be an angry record, but all of these songs say she's over it now. She's triumphed. Everything's peachy now, even though, you know, it was dark, which is great. But I feel like I want the record where she's actually processing those emotions and as angry and as, I know I just said not angry, but, you know, like, what happened in between Teenage Dream to now? Like, I would like to hear a little bit of the grit of a Circle the Drain kind of moment, because I think my biggest thing about the Smile era is, I don't know if you remember, but after Teenage Dream and all of that, there was a promo for Prism, for Roar, where she took the blue Teenage Dream wig and she set it on fire, and she was a goth girl. And ever since then, I have waited for whatever that moment meant to lead to, because it never materialized. Prism was her letting in the light. Witness was not it. I mean, actually, I think it's kind of underrated. But the point is that that promo, like, has been seared into my brain of, like, the potential for Katie to do something different that has never happened, really. She's always letting in the light, which is fine and great. But I'm like, who was that girl? I would be more interested in hearing her explore that rather than saying she's over it, which I mean, nobody wants to, like, be that. That's very vulnerable to be, but I think it would be nice to kind of show a different side of herself that isn't the clowny, cartoonish, Weird Al of pop, you know, everything's fine, pie to the face side of her. Cause maybe that's what people are getting irritated about, is that she's always sort of like a pop package of bubbliness and smiles and always humor. Maybe people want a different side. I don't know. But I think maybe that's some of the aggression, is like,
I can see that.
She's always the clown, literally. And people like throw think pies in her face. It would be interesting to see the actual sad clown. Like, the album tells us that she was upset and depressed, but it doesn't really present that depression.
Yeah. I will say, hearing you say that, I do think that Smile was not the right choice for the launch of this.
No.
Because, like, you... it's exactly what you just said, where it comes across as kind of like, everything's fine and now I got that smile back, but then some of the other songs are more gritty. And
You know, Teary Eyes, it's like,
I love Teary Eyes, it's so good. That's it. I was texting Brad before. Mm-hmm. I was getting rained on while I was writing the outline for this episode, and I felt like it was Teary Eyes promo, and I was much more vibing with that song and the lyrics of that song than I will with the title track.
And I guess I kind of also, not to compare the girls, but I guess because the debuts are the same and they were at war for many times, you think of Lady Gaga, as far as her artistry, she's gone from like bar mitzvah singer with Tony Bennett to country drag with Joanne. And now she's kind of gone 90s dance almost with Chromatica. That to me is, you know, when Katie says, I want to be more dimensional, to me, like,
that the shit that I've seen, you don't have that many.
To me, that felt like, okay, Gaga's trying everything to feel something, whereas this does not feel particularly experimental, which is fine. It's not a crime that this album is just good.
It's time just to do it.
You know, I think this is the time to really.
Can I make a comparison too? That's since we're going there.
Yeah.
I almost feel like this is very similar in a moment to Folklore.
Mm.
Like, it's not this massive record that is going to produce top 40 hits, but it is a moment in time in her life that is vulnerable-ish and works better as an album, as a collection versus singles.
I wish it sounded more like Folklore, but...
yeah, like for more grit.
I think, I don't know. I don't think it's a bad album, but I understand, I guess, why there's lukewarm reception once again, is because I don't think we're really being told much in the songs. I mean, well, I don't know. It's
She'll
definitely...
It's one of those things, though. Like, I feel like you have to have... I mean, even like for me, I feel like there comes a moment where you go through it and you're like in the moment of the darkest place. You need to pull yourself out of that through humor, through art, through creativity. And then later on, once you've healed from that trauma, then you can look back and reflect and be angry about something, or talk about the anger that you had in your past, or talk about the dark moment when you are healed and when things are not as raw or as fresh, and you can look back. And if that does that make any sense? I don't know.
It does. I just think that there's a whole story that
she hasn't
may
told
never
yet.
Surface because without getting too well, you know, Katie and Dr. Luke were an unstoppable force, and because when everything hit with Kesha, she couldn't work with Luke, and I just feel that there is like a lot there that we don't know about, as far as, you know, her maybe conflicted feelings about that. Or I feel like, you know, even just public perception alone is she couldn't work with him again. But like, that was the partnership. Like, they were the tag team of superstar hit makers, and that had to go away. And I just wonder what that was like for her. There's definitely like a story there. There's definitely, you know,
as Brittany that's said, something. There's a lot about me that people don't know that I want them to know.
Yeah,
maybe one day.
That is maybe one day. But yeah, I think she's got plenty that she can still tell us about in the years to come. Or the other side of that is, maybe this is not her gig anymore. She has the baby. She makes way more money doing American Idol. She sells her shoes, and maybe she's gonna maybe veer out a la you know, Jessica Simpson or Paula Abdul, because I frankly can't blame the girls, even Rihanna, for making so much money doing the side gigs.
Yeah. And I feel like gigs get them way less hate.
Yeah, that too. Like, okay, she'll say something they don't like on Idol, fine, but it's not going to be, you know, the records, they really do drag the girls. And I think, like you said, especially, you know, doing something fashion or something, like it wouldn't be the same constant feedback of stan culture, which she has talked about in these interviews lately, of how brutal her replies are and everything. And I get it. And
been there.
Oh, yeah, I have literally been there also, but I
talking about it in therapy currently.
True, same. And I think that the internet has evolved to a place where, I mean, even the Dua remix album, it was not that serious, but people were like really trying to get a hit tweet to take down 13 seconds of a remix of a bonus remix album. And it's like, for what? You just 6 months ago were putting her on a pedestal for an album that stands out as one of the year's best. And now a remix, you're that mad? Like the way that the viciousness of the internet has changed the game of like talking about music is so, it's not fun. I don't like to participate.
No. So, I think we should put her on a pedestal for her Super Bowl performance, which deserves more praise.
Yes.
I think we should have that conversation.
I guess I am definitely trying to, I mean, I know I've been critical of Smile, but like, I would rather try and see the good things than just have a free for all. Like, it's not her best album. Fine. But there still are some good songs on there. It's redeemable. It's just...
Also, at the end of the day, it's just a fucking album. Like, I don't understand why people get so angry and so mean. Like, I mean, I guess it's... I don't know.
Well, at the end of the day, this is going to be an album that for some people will really help them. You can tell it's got that vibe, the self-empowerment vibe. It's the album she wanted to make for her at this moment. I respect that. Looking forward to seeing when and if she decides, you know, what the next move is. But yeah, it's a perfectly passable pop record.
Yeah. Also, though, like, and I feel like this is a great way to close the episode because I feel like we've talked about this or hit on this in the past. The fact that she didn't quit, to me, regardless of whatever you think about the album, how good it is, how bad it is, or whatever,
yeah,
she did not quit when she easily could have. And I feel like we've talked about this so many times. We're like, there's so many of our faves who could have easily just been like, fuck this, I'm out. I don't need to put up with this anymore. But they didn't. And for me, that is inspiring. For me, that is inspirational. I think it's a good message. I think it's important. I don't know. Like,
no, I agree. I think especially her being pregnant during this era, she did not have to do this. She did not have to promote this record. They could have, at least if they were going to release an album, they could have easily just said, hey guys, she's pregnant. We're pushing all this promo back until either next year or whenever. Like, but she just soldiered through and she did 5 million Zoom interviews and performances, real pregnant. And that just shows that she is determined. She wants this. She's hungry to be a pop star. And that alone is, as you said, inspirational. And these songs are just not bad enough, in my opinion, to be that mean on the internet. But anyway, yeah. So Smile, I think our highlights are Cry About It Later, Teary Eyes. And as you said, Tucked reminds me of a more carefree Katie from her earlier years, where that's kind of more teenage dream. I mean, it's a song about having this like secret love affair with the wrong kind of guy. And that kind of gives me teenage dream, waking up in Vegas, just definitely earlier Katie vibes of that kind of
waking up in Vegas. So good.
Yeah. That kind of earlier gig, which is fun. I guess that about rounds it all out. It's nice to end on a smile.
Oh, sure is.
Yeah. So 2020 MTV VMA is coming up this weekend. God knows how that's going to go. I think you'll hear this right before it airs. There's been such shakiness about the performers. Rolling Stone did an article that was like, what the hell's going on with the VMAs?
Yeah.
We will see, but should be interesting.
Yeah. And I will be on Discord chatting with everyone during, so Bradley will be working. She's a working girl.
I think I will be. If not, you'll see a cameo or two.
She'll pop in the chat.
Right. Just to be like, rain on me. Oh, my God.
Hi, guys.
I think it's all eyes on Ariana and Gaga, to be honest. As far as the pop lovers, I'm pretty sure that is the main event.
Yeah.
We'll see the stunt that they pull, because Gaga has certainly been teasing. She's got injuries. She's got new hair. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have lots planned. We have the VMAs coming, and we will be calling in with each other and sharing our thoughts for our Patreon Legends Only fans.
Yes. This week, the Patreon bonus episode will be a little delayed, but it is going to be our VMA reaction. So it's going to be coming to you Monday. So hang in there. We will be calling
each
other.
Hang in there. Just get your cat poster.
Yeah. Hang in. Yes. We'll be calling each other after the VMA is recording. And then, yeah. And then we'll be taking a little break next week. Taking a little pause, taking a little moment to just take a breather before we kick into the fall. And then, you know, it's going to be that rush of the end of the year, the holidays, everything's coming up. And, you know, yeah.
Looking forward to it.
So until then, hang in there. And until next time, we will
see you
soon.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.